Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. The entire critically lauded off-Broadway company of Dead Outlaw will make the move uptown with the musical. Andrew Durand, most recently seen on Broadway as Bo in Shucked, leads the cast as the failed bandit Elmer McCurdy. Seven other cast members join him on stage, four of them playing multiple roles throughout the performance. Notably, Jeb Brown plays the bandleader, serving as a narrator of sorts while helping with some musical accompaniment. In his first Broadway show in over two decades, Tom Sesma plays Thomas Noguchi, the famed Los Angeles coroner. And Julia Nytel, the only female-identifying cast member seen on stage in the show, plays every female character. Two understudies round out the Broadway cast. Tickets for Dead Outlaw go on sale to the public this Thursday, January 23rd at telecharge.com. Broadway previews begin April 12th, and opening night is April 27th at the Long Acre Theater. The cast is also now complete for the Bobby Darin Bio Jukebox musical Just in Time. Erica Henningsen is returning to Broadway as Sandra Dee. She last originated the role of Katie Heron in 2018's Mean Girls, and ever since transitioned to film and television work. Henningsen joins a company that also includes Jonathan Groff, Michelle Pach, Joe Barbara, Gracie Lawrence, Emily Burgle, Lance Roberts, and Cesar Samayoa. Previews begin March 28th at Circle in the Square Theater, with an April 23rd opening currently scheduled. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, January 19th. Despite another small drop in attendance, total gross rebounded a bit, up 4% to just over $33.3 million across 29 running shows. Our Town played its final Broadway performance on Sunday at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. The starry revival led by Jim Parsons, Katie Holmes, and Zoe Deutsch took in $1,084,024 in its final week and played to 95% capacity audiences. Original cast member Paolo Jott said au revoir to And Juliet, which bounced back up to $1,044,756 at the Stephen Sondheim. Joey Fatone of NSYNC begins an eight-week run starting tonight as Lance Dubois. Meanwhile, at the Broadway Theater, Jeremy Jordan took one last look at the green light in The Great Gatsby, which took in a hefty $1,856,068, making it the main stem's fourth highest grossing show last week. Ryan McCartan starts up as the new Jay Gatsby this evening. And three original cast members departed the hit play Oh Mary on Sunday, including its star and creator Cole Escola. The Mary Todd Lincoln spoof made $1,253,871, selling out the Lyceum. New cast members Betty Gilpin, Philip James Brannan, and Chris Renfro begin tonight. 19 shows last week made at least $1 million and played to at least 90% capacity houses. Broadway also just surpassed the $1 billion plateau in total gross so far in the 2024-2025 Broadway season, of which we are now 35 weeks in. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.